In the seed production and distribution throughout the world, private sector handled that very well. But in the case of food security crop, and particularly in the continent of Africa, that are not hybrid crops, that are better distributed by private sector because they make more money doing that. Those crops are mainly rice, sorghum, millet, and tuber crop like cassava, potato, and so on. They're very difficult to manage. And the big companies, multinationals, they don't make a lot of money handling that because farmers usually keep the seed and produce the next year or next season, and the market is not very obvious. The situation is true in Africa, for instance, in all countries where you have this kind of crop, self-pollinated, open-pollinated crop that are grown widely, but is more of a problem in western and central part of Africa. In East and East Africa, Southern Africa, we have actually medium-sized seed companies doing hybrid maize and vegetables, and they are there. Some of them are handling this crop as well efficiently. But in the first part of Africa I just talk about, hybrid is not really the technology there. So, and FAO has experience now working with smallholder seed enterprises, and most of them are cooperatives and farm organizations and small companies. And FAO has been training them for seed production, but also training them to set up a company, an enterprise, how to manage. And that is actually the issue. The issue is not only technical issues. The issues are more how to manage a seed company. People that know seed, they know that you have two sectors, the formal sector, the informal sector. The formal sector is regulated, where you have research, seed certification, and production of seed by companies. And the informal sector is where usually you have farmers producing seed for themselves, and so on. So the issue is that when research come up with new varieties in those countries, there is no infrastructure to produce that seed effectively and distribute to farmers, you know, and this is very crucial in the face of climate change adaptation. So the issue is that we have to empower these smallholder seed enterprises to be able to have access to those varieties, to be able to have equipment, training, management to produce this variety, and then be able to market in their own community effectively to the farmers. So for us, for FAO, this is crucial. If we really want to improve food security, we want to help communities to adapt to climate change. Countries have to invest in these small seed enterprises to produce and distribute these germplasm efficiently. Work that FAO has been doing as well with these enterprises is not only setting the enterprise up and sensitizing government to help them and helping them, training them with management, with setting up revolving fund and so on to have access to loan and so on, but we actually help them also set up a communication strategy through rural radio, and most of the time in the local language. I'm just back from Cameroon, where we had with UNESCO, FAO using the network, the radio, rural radio network in Cameroon, with the help of UNESCO to develop actually programs on not only on quality seed, but on information on seed rules and regulation, how to improve the seed industry in the country, how to get up there to farmers information about the availability of seed. Sometimes seed is available, you know, near to the farmers. They don't know where the seed is. And with this rural radio, help them to have access to quality seed. And this is something that is we are doing more and more.